Hi, if you're listening to this call, you've probably been to yourdizbiz.com. That's where you look for information on our online training for outside agents. If not, I encourage you to go there again. That's yourdizbiz.com. You do not have to be affiliated with yours to do this business, but on that page, it details the training modules and discusses the program in depth. So you could buy the product and go build your own business. The only thing that the product does not give you is the licensing requirements and insurance requirements, because that's state by state. If you're building your own business, not affiliated with us, you just need to check with your local government on that information. But this call is about people who have interest in affiliating with Years of Experience, which is an option when you purchase the training. So I thought I'd go through a few of the questions that we get from people when they're inquiring about becoming affiliated with us. Support systems are a big thing. So for support, we have everything from up-to-the-minute itinerary plans, template forms, invoicing. The agents can take those template forms, though, and pop them into their itineraries, tweak them for their clients, and adjust them as needed. But they've got a bulk of it taken care of. We provide cover letters to send to clients on what to pack, the things they need to know when they arrive, all in templates, as well as videos that we've created for the same scenario. You don't have to think, oh my gosh, how am I going to quote this client? I'm going to have to recreate this entire document starting from scratch. There's a format and a form that you can use to then pop in the information you need. So again, you don't have to worry about building this information. It's already taken care of for you. And you can focus on growing your business and not on the administration part of it. We also make sure that it's the most updated information, so their agents don't have to stress about that. We literally have agents in the park every day. So if we need to ensure something is still accurate, we have somebody there to check it all the time. Automation systems are big for us as well. Everything that we can automate has been automated, and our outside agents can take advantage of this as part of being an outside agent. A thank you letter that goes out telling them what to expect magically goes out. Have you thought about travel agents, travel insurance? Those kinds of things. These are all automated from our system once you have the clients booked. So you don't have those wake ups at 2 a.m. in the morning thinking, oh no, I haven't said that travel agent or travel insurance reminder or a magic band order form. It's been done. It's all taken care of. And they come from the system to the client. So they come from the system to the client, but they come from the agent. So when the client receives the email, the system has sent it out, but it looks like it came from the agent. And that's great because when a client has a question about something that was sent out, they reply back and it goes directly to the agent. And they have no idea it ever came from a system. That helps out in the personalization as well. There's still a direct relationship and communication between the agent and the client. We don't market to outside agent clients. This system is strictly to take one thing off the agent's to-do list and provide a personal touch. If there's something like an emergency in the parks and things like that, we can send emails out to these clients that are there that might be affected, but they're on behalf of the agent and the client will then respond to the agent. All of this is just the administrative things, just some things that we've learned as we've gone along that really helped us grow the business. It saves time that again allows the agent to grow and build their business. Support is huge, not only with these libraries that have all the information for them to use, but also with each other. They can bounce ideas off each other. They have a really close Facebook group, and it's a secret group, so they're the only ones that are involved in it. But they talk, they can bounce ideas off of each other, ask questions to each other, brainstorm. We have monitors in there to just make sure that everybody's getting accurate information, but for the most part, it's the agents and they truly bond. Every now and then we'll send things out from there, but it's really usually them asking questions and bouncing ideas off each other. They form that community among themselves, building relationships, and I like that for the team feeling and the positive community that we have. It's not a competitive environment. Of course, we do have sales incentives, fun things, but there's no requirement to participate in any of those sales incentives. And we have a very positive community-based team of outside agents. I want everyone to feel like they're a team, that they build together, they grow together. They really feel like they have a sense of accomplishment and they're not relying on me, the owner, to answer every question. We also have an in-house team that is also there to support everybody, and they have their designated areas of expertise. So the agents know who to contact when they have a specific question on a certain topic. We do training often, periodic training that everybody pretty much needs to take. It's all online, and that's just to make sure that everybody truly is the mouse expert and stays trained up to date on the knowledge that is needed in this industry. We have periodic emails that go out, and they typically go out once a week to the agents, dealing with things like Disney news, what's going on in the industry, what's going on in our business, top sales, those kinds of things. We also have a monthly call, and the monthly call is with me, the owner, so people can jump on. They listen to a series of information that I'm talking about, but then at the end, I open it up for question and answer. So it's a time to have for questions that are easier to say on a call versus emailing them. And it's also a recorded call, so the people that are not on the call will then be able to hear your question and the answer to the question. So it benefits more than just the specific agent asking. The email that comes out is about what's going on in the office. Like I said, anything we need to address, and then marketing ideas. I feel everybody needs marketing ideas to keep fresh and growing their business. So I try every time I communicate, whether it's an agent email or a sales call, to hit on some marketing ideas. Then as a new agent, all of our new agents for the first 6 months have a call with someone on the team once a month for 15 minutes. And the three first calls are with our support staff, talking about the different areas that we find agents struggle when they first get started. So things like getting into the systems, making sure that they don't have any questions about those things or the initial procedures. The last three are with me, and this is where we talk about staying motivated. Questions about marketing and those kinds of things, brainstorming ideas, coming up with plans. And I really can get them started on their own, solidly with these calls. Since we started doing this part of the business where we were talking to them once a month, we've noticed that these new agents book a lot faster. They stay motivated, they can answer and ask questions, and we get them going on a firm foundation from the very beginning. The big question everybody wants to know is, how do we pay? Because that's what everybody thrives on. Of course, this is a very important question. We pay once the client has traveled. So Disney typically pays us 7 to 8 days after the client travels. So how it works is, say you have a guest that travels in May, you would actually be paid on July 1st for those bookings. We need a good solid 30 days to be able to make sure that all the commissions come in, that they're accurate, and it's what the agent has submitted, and then it gives us time to research for missing commissions as well. The direct deposit drops into bank accounts that you've set up for the direct deposit. If somebody's traveling in November, you'd get paid December 31st because we want that to be the end of the year, but all others are the first of the month after. So if it's traveling in October, they're going to get paid December 1st. Next month plus a day is pretty much the best way to think about it. Again, it's direct deposit, so there's no waiting for checks or anything. Our initial commission split is 70-30. That means 70% of the commission goes to the agent and 30% is kept in-house. This is for the first $250,000, not in commission, but in sales. So our average booking right now is $4,100 for Disney World and $4,700 for Disney Cruise. So you can see where that, you can increase your sales significantly doing just an average booking with us. You're gonna have more questions. So the 70% goes to the agent and 30% comes in-house. And that's how we can help you guys a lot more on the front end too. So that commission split that we keep helps us with all the questions you have, the systems, training, and that's kept for us to do all those support. The software, the licensing, the bonds, all of that. Once you get to that 215 sales, then it goes to a 75%, 25% split. So the 75% goes to the agent, 25% is kept in-house. And then you stay there as long as you're affiliated with the years. You don't reset the next year. So it's just your initial $250,000, and then you get to 75%. We keep the split again for software updates, itinerary updates, in-house staff, invoicing, licensing, insurance, all that. Like I said, we also, again, invoice for the agents. And that's all done for them. So all they have to do is fill out a simple form. It goes into our system, and then we invoice it out on behalf of them. So again, it looks like it's coming from the agent, but they don't have to mess with the invoice. And that's a huge thing for agents, not to have to do that. Most of the admin is taken care of, and the agents don't have to deal with it. The licensing and insurance, again, most agents with years of experience are covered under our licenses and errors and omissions insurance. There are some exceptions. So if you're an LLC or already have a current business, we can discuss that, but we typically cannot cover you with that. But if most of our agents are independent contractors and individual person, and they would be covered. We do keep the bigger licenses for the states that require it. And you may need an actual business license in your local area. And that's something you'll need to check out. You check out that with your local government, telling them that you're an independent contractor with an agency, and you're just making sure that you don't need it. You don't have a brick and mortar. You're not holding the licenses and bonds. You're running it through basically a broker. So I can help you with any of that with questions on what to say. I can't tell you what your local government's going to require, but I can tell you what to say. So we don't necessarily have sales requirements, but except for 15,000 threshold. So you must do 15,000 in sales to renew your contract, and that's contract to contract. So say July 10th of this year, you signed on, you need to do 15,000 in sales by next July 10th. It needs to be booked. It doesn't need to have traveled. And this does not count personal travel. And personal travel is your immediate family that would be on a reservation. So to give you an idea of the average booking, again, I said the average Disney World booking is 4,100. The average Disney cruise is 4,700. So it doesn't take many bookings to meet that 15,000. And again, it has to be booked. It doesn't need to sail. And then as part of years of experience, you would be designated as an agent of an authorized Disney vacation planner agency. I know that sounds weird, but that's how you would be affiliated. It's tricky, it sounds weird, but we are the authorized Disney vacation planner agency. So our agents are agents of that authorized Disney vacation planner agency. All of our agents have to take the Disney College of Knowledge exam. That's something that doesn't cost anything, but it is additional training. And there is a timeline of 60 days to complete that. That's a Disney rule, but it's just product knowledge, and it's module based and on your own timeline, online training. And it's fairly easy, especially, you know, if you have the Disney background that we require to be affiliated with us. You shouldn't have any problems with it. But again, it's just one of the requirements they require of us. As far as how you would portray yourself in business, most of our agents are your name with years of experience. So I would be Amy Westerman with years of experience, or Amy Westerman independent contractor with years of experience. And that would be how I would market myself as an independent contractor. These are great things for growing a business because it makes you look larger than you are. You have that designation of being affiliated with an authorized Disney vacation planner agency. You have a name recognition of years of experience, which we are known industry-wide. We're a platinum agency with Disney, so that helps as well. And this all helps you look bigger as you grow, as you start, because you're behind that brand and it builds a base of your business. The reason we've done all of this training and created it is because I was an executive in the industry before, and I worked for somebody else. I managed over 70 agents, and my hands were tied in a few things because it wasn't my company. So what I did was I took things that I wanted to implement along with the technology that wasn't available back then and is still evolving, and I've incorporated it into a program that we currently have. We believe in support. We believe in systems, and we believe in teams, and we truly are a team. So I encourage people to come to us with ideas. It's myself, the team, and then our expertise, but also a collaborative effort with all of our outside agents. We love our outside agents. We want to see them grow, and we want to offer them things that we can, based on their suggestions, to see everybody else grow. It's just in everybody's interest to do so. So there are some of the questions that we've had from people who are interested in affiliating with us. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact me at info@themouseexperts.com. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at themouseexperts.com. Hopefully I've answered some questions for you. It's a fun business, and we love what we do, and we love helping our agents. If you're still interested after listening to this call and looking at the training modules at yourdizbiz.com, please fill out the assessment that is on that page on yourdizbiz.com, and then we'll get back to you. Based off your answer, someone will get back to you regardless, but go ahead and fill the assessment out if it seems like something that you're interested in. And again, contact me at info@themouseexperts.com with any questions that you have. I hope you have a great day, and in whatever you do, many, many successes. Thank you so much.